This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everyone? My name is Russell, and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, The Last of Us HBO series will start production in July in Canada. John Woo adapts one of the late legendary Stan Lee's lost stories, Monkey Master, into live action. The Black Widow trailer has been released and revealed the new release date, and a first trailer for Space Jam A New Legacy, and a deep dive to what the trailer has to offer. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of IGN, according to the Directors Guild of Canada, The Last of Us HBO series is set to film in Calgary from July 5th, 2021 to June 8th, 2022. As reported by CBC.ca, Calgary's Union for Film and Stage Technicians, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, also confirmed that the series is set to begin production this July. The Last of Us HBO series will star The Mandalorian's Pedro Pascal as Joel and Game of Thrones' Bella Ramsey as Ellie. The first season is set to adapt much from the original game from 2013, but some episodes will deviate greatly from its events. The series is based on The Last of Us, will be written and produced by Naughty Dog's Neil Druckmann and created by Chernobyl's Craig Mazin. The Last of Us is just one of the 10 shows and movies currently in development based on PlayStation games. The recent announcement for a film based on Ghost of Tsushima adds to that list and already includes Uncharted and Twisted Metal. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that as the Marvel Cinematic Universe keeps chugging along with the upcoming release of Black Widow, it seems that some of Stan Lee's other comic book creations will be finding their way into movies as well. Director John Woo revealed Thursday that he is attached to produce a live-action adaptation of the unreleased series Monkey Master, which Lee created with his frequent collaborator Sharad Devarajan in 2016. Drawing from Lee and Devarajan's story, the film will follow Lee Yong, an archaeologist that discovers an ancient prophecy about the Chinese legend of the Monkey King. The Yong's finding leads to him on an adventure in India, where a power hidden from the world transforms him into a superhero. Stan Lee discussed his creative investment in Monkey Master in 2016, 2 years before his death in November 2018. I have always been fascinated by the Chinese and Indian cultures, which are so philosophical and rich in tradition and morality, Lee said. Monkey Master will be unique in how it interweaves myths to create a modern-day hero that will entertain fans across the world with his martial arts skills and unstoppable superpowers. Monkey Master co-creator Devarajan is the co-founder and CEO of Graphic India. Stan Lee was a mentor and friend who was one of the most influential creators of the 20th century. Devarajan said in a statement, "His characters are a modern mythologies of our time, transcending nations and cultures and speaking to us in a primal language of human imagination. I am so excited to work with John Woo and producers Laurie Tilkin and Jill Champion to honor Stan's Monkey Master creation and bring his superhero to the screen the way he always intended." Woo is one of the most influential action filmmakers in the world. A major figure of Hong Kong cinema, Woo made his name directing films such as The Killer and Hard Boiled. Woo also had a long run in Hollywood, which includes blockbusters like Face Off, Mission Impossible 2, and Paycheck before returning to Asian cinema. "I have always wanted to make a film based on Monkey King story of China, but has struggled with a new way to present it, Wu said. The story by Stan Lee was such a unique version of it that incorporated the mythological characters, unexplored journey to India, and had all the elements I enjoyed in filmmaking. Great characters, action, and adventure. Up next, Deadline reports that with the box office making a comeback last weekend with Warner Bros. Legendary's Godzilla vs. Kong, Disney might want to rethink their distribution strategy when it comes to Marvel's Black Widow on July 9th. After watching this second trailer for the movie, which is expected to hit theaters and Disney Plus's premier POD service, who would ever want to watch Black Widow at home? The pick was clearly built to be seen in a platinum exhibition setting. Most of the footage here between Scarlett Johansson's Natasha Romanoff and her character's sister, Yelena Belova, played by Florence Pugh, we've seen, but there is a new voiceover dialogue by Black Widow which reminds us that, spoiler alert, she died in Avengers Endgame, and that this movie is a prequel. I made mistakes choosing between what the world wants you to be and who you are. We have to go back to where it all started. One thing's for sure, I'm done running from my past, she says. There's also new footage of Black Widow as a kid with multicolored hair. David Harbour's Red Guardian, Black Widow's papa, seems like he was a very supportive dad, as we see here. My girls are the toughest girls in the world, he says in a flashback scene. However, something went sideways when she was a kid. There appears to be some flash scene of either Natasha or Yelena getting separated from their parents. During the press day for Disney Plus's Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Anthony Mackie teased that he wanted a crossover series between Falcon and Black Widow. How that would go down is the question. Either that would be a prequel series to the events of Captain America: The Winter Soldier, or the MCU would have to bring Natasha back from the dead. However, if there was a way to connect Black Widow and Falcon and Winter Soldier together, it would come as no surprise to see the female Marvel hero stumbling on the super serum plot in Russia. Black Widow, as stated before, will release in theaters and on Disney Plus with premier access on July 9th. The final report of the day, reports coming from Deadline, states that the first ever trailer for Space Jam: A New Legacy is finally here. Released on Saturday, the trailer picks up with NBA champion LeBron James as he's encouraging his son Dom, played by newcomer Cedric Joe, to follow in his footsteps in basketball. Unfortunately, his son wants to pursue his own path, and subsequently, James is thrust into the serververse, a bizarre digital space unlike anything he's experienced before. What in the Matrix, heck, he says, as he's introduced to LG Rhythm, the evil computer algorithm played by Oscar nominee and the War Machine from the MCU himself, Don Cheadle, who takes his son away. Well, come, King James. I am the king of this domain, the algorithm says. The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball. Naturally, James must then assemble an elite team to ensure the safe return of his son, finding it in Bugs Bunny and his Looney Tune pals. In this live-action animation hybrid, James must then defeat LG Rhythm's digitized Goon Squad. The film will reveal just how far some parents will go to connect with their kids. As revealed in the trailer, the athlete comes across a number of other major Warner Brothers characters in his journey through the serververse, including the Iron Giant, the Flintstones, and King Kong. The long-awaited sequel to the 1996 cult classic Space Jam, starring Michael Jordan, A New Legacy also stars Chris Davis, from Judas and the Black Messiah in Atlanta, Sonequa and Martin Green from The Walking Dead and Star Trek Discovery, Jeff Bergerman from the Looney Tunes cartoons, and Eric Balza, also from the Looney Tunes cartoons. Malcolm D. Lee directs this film from a script by Jewel Taylor, Tony Rettenmeier, Keegan Coogler, and Terrence Nance. The film producers include James Ryan Coogler, Matherick Carter, and Duncan Henderson. The executive producers are Nance, Sev Ohanian, Zinni Cooker, Allison Abate, Jesse Ehrman, Jamal Henderson, Spencer Bagley, Justin Lin, and Ivan Reitman. Space Jam: A New Legacy will be released in theaters on July 15. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week, where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for all the pop culture news I post every day of the week. And if you want to catch up on today's episode, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Wooshka. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the programs you love, keep it right to phoenixradio.com.au. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.